Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty. So bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. To save England and the UK.
Good evening and welcome to the English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL, the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com, the English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. And just before I bring in a great gentleman, my panelist, my wingman, this evening, Mr. Dave Agador Milner. I will read out our heading of the show to this evening is EDL Radio Show. 1 million Brexiteers descend on London like Cromwell's army. Welcome to the English Defence League Radio Show with your host, that's me, Jeff Spider-Mitchell, and my wingman this evening is Dave Agador Milner. Our Jan, the Tornado Rene, is on an assignment. Tonight, we will be discussing the massive Brexit betrayal demonstration. What a wonderful sight, with London gridlocked. We're so proud of all attended, men and women, people right across the spectrum. When MSM tried to tell you there was only a few thousand, you can laugh in their faces. Sources say well over 1 million Brexiteers was in attendance. John Snow, Channel 4's news anchor, newsreader, got all flustered around about 9 p.m. and said, "I haven't seen so many white faces in London." Typical racist remark from the state-run propaganda mill. He has found himself in very hot water. Foot soldiers, angels, Brexiteers, global patriots and supporters of the cause. This is your platform and voice. Please call in. No surrender ever. Just want to do a couple of things that I normally do. All that's necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. And also, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And of course, that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. And without further ado, I'm going to pass this over to Dave Agador Milner. And we've got a call already waiting online as well, Dave. Wow.
Good evening to you, Jeff. Good evening to everybody in the UK. And good afternoon to everybody in the States. And hello to everyone around the planet and off Earth. Yes, we've got a big, big show here today. We've got quite a bit to talk about. Yeah, massive demonstration, massive shows. And we're also going to cover that latest knife attack that happened in London that they say they're still on a manhunt for. And good luck finding the guilty party.
A woman is stabbed in the back and he's done that. We won't say he looks like this, that, and the other. That is until it's confirmed and he's caught. We don't speculate. All we know that is some idiot out there that's very dangerous and needs to be caught ASAP. So thank you for that, Dave.
A bit later, man, I'm going to have a Mail Online article that's going to have a very interesting list you guys are going to want to stay tuned for. So back to you, Jeff.
I most certainly will, Dave. I was just wondering, I did make a couple of stumps. One, a bit later during the demonstration, when I thought it wasn't actually, because it went on until the early hours of the morning, so I was told. So, you know, I was still by my computer, I turned it off about 3:45, Dave. I think it was something like that, and I didn't realise. I was just took away with all the links, this, that, and the other, following people's, videos, this, that, and the other. So I was really quite busy. But as I say, I know you're there, caller, but I want to make a statement if I can, Dave. That's okay to go with it. Well, so I'm fine where I bloody put it. as I say, it's just something I needed to say. And of course, this goes out to you all. Whoever's listening to the radio show tonight, this is to all Brexiteers and patriots and everybody that was involved. To all the Brexiteers and patriots who travelled from all over the UK, what was supposed to be a celebration of us leaving on the 29th, it turned out to be a Brexit betrayal. Massive demonstration. You was awesome. So proud of every man and every woman. I salute you all. Magnificent patriotism. And as the Telegraph reported, Brexiteers descend on Parliament like Cromwell's army. Amid calls of Brexit betrayal on day UK was supposed to leave, and certain sources said over 1 million Brexiteers on ground. All I say is wow. But brothers and sisters, the fight has only just begun. Tick tock. I go on to say just after about 11, because before it had been classed as being treasonous, basically, Dave, that's what I was told. So I thought I'd leave it till, hang on, if I can find where I put it now. Where did I put it? Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. It was.
It's always in the last place you look, Jeff.
I know, pal. I know.
Isn't that one of the silliest sayings in the world? It's always the last place you look. Well, of course, it's the last place you look, because that's where you find it. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, you got it. You got it, Dave. right, this is another statement I made, and I did wait till after 11 o'clock. So I was writing this just about 11:21. So, right, now it's 11:21, 29th of March. As from this moment, Parliament is now the illegitimate Parliament. No longer represents the people who voted to leave the EU on this time and date. But at this moment, would you all say a prayer for our crushed democracy? We the people should decide who truly believes in democracy and the people's will. As I see it, they, the 650 MPs, should all resign forthwith. You go against the vote of the people, 17.4 million of us, the majority of the vote, then you are finished. We the people demand you all resign. As the so-called Prime Minister said, this is a grave time. Maybe that's something she's got right. Go against the will of the people at your peril. There you go, Dave. And it had to be said. Oh, no, I think
boom.
Whatever they want to say about me, tough.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, they've got nothing that, you know, I respond to. There's no one in Parliament now that I would look towards. They are all traitors. They all deserve to be in the tower, basically, Dave. So let me see if I can find out where I was in Blog Talk. Where's my Blog Talk page?
Well,
Dave,
there were a few that stuck steadfast and didn't want a deal and all that kind of mess. And you know, that I do have an article about that. You know, where they're trying to blame the you know, the hard Brexiteers for not having a Brexit. No, son, no. You don't do that, because the quote unquote hard Brexiteers were the ones that wanted out. No deal, no BS. They just wanted out. You know, and they're saying, well, they kept voting against Theresa May's deal, so you know, they're the you know, they're the diehards and all this kind of stuff, and trying to blame them because Brexit didn't happen. No. We all know that isn't correct. Okay? Brexit should have just happened. Parliament shouldn't have gotten involved. That should have just been turned over to Theresa May. And she should have just... Exactly. And just done her job.
And not making any deals, because we...
Out in a year.
We didn't come out. We didn't... There wasn't a little clause at the side of the boxes that we put our cross in. It said either out of the EU or in the EU. And we all put a big X out. And out means out. It doesn't mean any bloody dodgy things going on backhandedly between the government and the EU to keep us
tied
to the EU. We didn't vote that way. And then politics, the politicians should know that. So whatever Theresa's made and all the things that she said are going to fall by the side anyway. And if they try to go against us and say we ain't got a Brexit, what they say to people descending on London on the 29th will be nothing to how many people you will see turn up if you go against our will. There will be a revolution in this country. Take it from me, and I'm going to say it in a grave situation, like what Theresa May said. This will be very grave for the politicians and that. We've had enough. We've had enough. And the way that you're using these people that, I don't know, you call them police, well then, really and truly, you're an illegitimate parliament now. And those that put these uniforms on, all they are is your thugs. And we don't abide by the so-called thugs of yours. The word police, I refuse to use anymore until we see our democracy restored, and that, you know, the civil so-called police do their duties, what they're called for, and not do the workings of their masters who's in control in Parliament. That's the way I look at it, and I might be wrong on a few points, but it does not matter. What I've been saying lately, and the behaviour of those thugs in uniforms is disgraceful. Peaceful demonstrations going on, you know, Tracy Blackmore and those good people of hers, you know, told me there was a story that she said to us what happened about 5 weeks ago. Six of them getting beaten up down at the Haymarket. Out of sight and out of sound, you know what I mean? Do their thuggish things. They think they can bully us into silence. They don't know how far they got it wrong, do they, Dave? They really don't get it. But I see we've, I think it could be our caller. He was here a little while ago and he's come back. He dropped off. Well, I was wondering if we'd just bring him in and see what he or she's got to say. Dave, and then we can move on with different aspects of the show for this evening. What do you reckon, Dave?
I'll tee up a story in the meantime. We'll see who this is.
Okay, Dave. Right. So, okay, 1111. You are live on the English Defence League radio show. Go ahead.
Yes, Jeff and Dave.
Here you go.
How are you,
hey,
both
Mike.
Of you?
Good.
Good evening to you,
friend.
Good.
Good, yeah.
Okay, hanging there. I mean, you are right what you said last week. You remember last week we talked about 2 weeks ago, it was around that time, and you said that it's going to be tanks in the street of London and all over UK.
I don't remember saying tanks in the street of London.
No, I didn't say tanks. I said there's going to be. We're expecting the European army to be on the shores on the 30th, and that is today, actually, Mike. Is it 30th today? Was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it's 30th today. Was it
yesterday?
No, it's yesterday.
We are ahead of you.
Yeah,
so
I'm 2 days ahead of myself with that. But I don't remember. I didn't say anything about tanks being on the streets, did I, Dave? I don't think
not that I recall,
ahead,
Jeff.
Mike,
no.
You've got a point to make.
I thought
ahead,
you said
brother.
That you were going to be mass riots in UK because Theresa May couldn't do their job, right?
Well, I said it could turn nasty, you know, and actually, I mean, if you see any pictures, yeah, thank you, Doug. If you see the pictures and there was video, there was literally over a million Brexiteers on the street. And you know what? It was really quite good, really, because the people, there was, at the most, Mike, there was only five people arrested out of all those people, Mike. Everybody kept their calm. You know, everybody was angry. But I was so proud of them all, Mike. I was so proud of them. But as I said in one of my statements, it's only the beginning. They've gone against their democracy,
Mike.
Oh, yes.
I understand.
They've gone against
it,
and basically they're an illegitimate parliament now. You know, we don't owe them out. They were supposed to serve the people. They just served themselves. So, you know,
exactly.
There's going to be lots of things going on over the next... I'm not going to go into details, but you could see blockades at the docks. You could see the traffic gridlocked right the way across the UK, totally bringing the country to a standstill. See, we're the working class, the ones that they despise, Mike. These are just normal working class people. And we're going to show them what it's like when the working class people decide, you know, we're going to rebel in a peaceful way. We're just going to bring the country to a halt. And, you know, that's why we're peacefully doing it. We're peacefully doing it. And you're going to see a lot. You're going to see a lot. We're not done yet. Far from it. It's just the beginning. But always good to speak to you, Mike. I mean, you've seen what's been unfolding. It's been... Oh, I've never known such a constitutional crisis in this country all the time I've been alive. Never have I seen the country, so angry at a democratic vote being basically them in Parliament going against it. As I said, they go against the will of the people, then they do. And I'll say that to anybody listening, you go against the will of the people, you do so at your peril. And and that's it. I'm saying it as it is, Mike. There's lots of people that... It's one of the most important things, isn't it? You know, what we've all stood for, you know, freedom, democracy, all those things. And the people are really, really angry. Everybody you talk to are talking about what's going on and how bad, what a terrible... The worst ever. In fact, there was some speak of one of the papers saying that we'd never known anything like this until back in the, I think it was 1830s, back in the 1830s when they went against democracy then. But that's back then.
One of the UKIP guys was saying back into the 1600s, Jeff. Yeah, so it's been a long
1600s,
time.
There was something that was this was like democracy, but that was back in the 1830s. They had a bit of a contention. They was going against all the democracy, etc., and it was causing quite a hoo-ha. But that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing. I was looking at a story that related back to the 1830s. So that's long before I was born, and long before my grandparents was alive. So we go back to a time. But as Dave said, I mean, the closest we've come, and as you say, with the heading of the show, like Oliver Cromwell. This is an Oliver Cromwell time. It seems like that's been brought upon us. None of us have known fast it's been like this. We've just seen the horrible deterioration of our country over the years. We've often spoke, I mean, Mike, you know, we spoke about the situation with these grooming gangs that's going on up and down our country. And that could be well over a million girls and boys that's been...
So what is this, my friend? What is this? It was a bloodbath. Police hunt, knife man, who stabbed four lone and vulnerable people from behind in random attacks during North London rampage, as public are warned to be vigilant. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, well, now that is...
We are going to cover that,
Mike. Mike, I think we spoke before about the stabbings that's going on, the knifings that's going on. Not just in London, but across the UK. But it seems like it's more prominent in the London area. It does seem that we have a serial knifer on the rampage. It stabbed a woman in the back, and there was another three people that stabbed, and they tied it down to this one person was doing it. There is a description, but I won't mention it on the radio show because, until there's more aspects of more things to uncover that this person was. I don't want to overplay the fact, who he, what he's like or anything like that until we get the true facts. You know what I mean, Marty? Otherwise, we're jumping the gun, aren't we? But,
so
yeah,
are these Muslims, they doing that? Are these Muslims or are these...
Well, I don't know.
We will cover that.
I can't say. UK people doing it against
each
other.
Attacks,
it's like...
This is, yeah, no, I mean, a lot of the attacks that's been going on is... and I've got to say, and I'm not going to mince any words, but it's like black on black a lot of time. This is, gangs, Mike, gangs, you know, unfortunately, it's, you've got to say what it is. There is gangs out there who someone's on their turf and they want to get even. There's drug deals, it's all these things. But as I say, with these stabbings, with four people, being stabbed, especially the woman who was stabbed in the back. As I say, we don't know the full details, except people should be very wary that there is a person out there on the loose who hasn't been caught yet.
So right now, PM prepares for mass resignation. Justice Secretary wants he will let the remainder of cabinet walk out if May doesn't back customs union this week. But Brexiter will walk if she does. Can you explain to your listeners, please, what that means?
Well, we'll be covering that as well, Mike.
What's going on in this den of snakes at this moment? I mean, really and truthfully, it's in chaos. And if you talk to anybody, you've had politicians in tears crying about the way that they're seeing the democracy, the way that it's been used and abused. Politicians in tears over it. And I've got to say, I know that I'm against the in democracy, what we do and stand for. And I sympathise with those. And I will say, when it comes to the time, we will make sure, those people are treated with the highest respect because they did stand for their principles, and that's for democracy. Unfortunately, the remainder of them, the traitors, because that's what they are, Mike, they're traitors to the people. Well, they'll just have to take their chances of what goes on over the next few weeks. And I'm not saying any violence, yep, but as you say, they could all end up being dethroned and, lose their jobs, whatever. But we shall see, Mike. It's to say, still early days yet. But interesting points you've brought to the show tonight, hasn't it, Dave?
All right. It is good to have you here, Mike. But look, let me tell you, we're going to cover a lot of the stuff that you're asking us about. So, you'd like to, if you'd like to stay on and just listen,
we can mute
you and you can just listen. But we are going to.
But I am with you guys 100%.
Oh, bless you,
and
Mike.
I know,
well,
you're
with us,
Euro studies back on track after Brexit. Protesters shut down all the trains
this morning after climbing
on the roof. And
we're
going to
cover that too.
What you business?
I'll tell you what, Mike, you see at St Pancras Station there is just the beginning of the chaos. There'd be all sorts of people. Now, that even shocked me, but I laughed because I knew someone was so angry that they think, how can I do something to really make them listen to what we're talking about? And the guy, he's a bit of an hero because he did what he knew he was going to get arrested for.
And
bringing everything to a halt. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but these days,
that's
it's probably
great.
Going to be rather draconian sentence the chap gets. I mean, he's 44 years old. He knew what he was doing, and he knew the consequences. So I salute the man. I probably wouldn't have, I couldn't have been out to climb it, Mike, to be honest with you, myself. I couldn't have climbed up on the top of the roof of there. Very dangerous as well. They had to cut the power from the electricity lines because where he was on top, there was all electrical lines ran across. They had to cut the electricity. That's why he messed everything up.
But Mike,
so congratulations to your birthday.
You'll see a lot more. Stay tuned to it, Mike. You know, you're going to see a lot more of these things unfold.
You're right.
The next few weeks.
You were right.
It's so good to thank you for being here with us and Mike, joining the fight with us. We really appreciate you standing
with you guys. Thank you very much. Go ahead, sir.
Mike, I was just going to thank you for calling in, man. And yeah, we are going to get to all that stuff you were talking about. It was a big, big day in the news. So, if you want to hang out and listen, we'll go ahead and mute you.
I will listen naturally.
Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you very much, David.
You're welcome, brother.
Jeff. Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to take your call. God bless you. Cheers, pal.
Bye-bye. All right.
Now, Mike's an awesome caller, Dave, isn't he?
That he is. Yeah, Jeff. Now, the first one, obviously, that we have is just the massive, I gave you this one, and this is out of the Sun, turn to page three for really big lies, the thing here is, the Brexit Day March, thousands of pro-Brexit protests. It wasn't just thousands, guys. If you look at the slides that we've got, the numbers had to be in the hundreds of thousands at the very least. And if it was a million, it wouldn't surprise me. Jeff, you and I talked about this. There were very likely incidents, because there always are, of local police in other cities stopping people from getting on trains and coaches is what they call them, buses, what they call here in the States, to get to the demonstrations because they want to keep the numbers down. And we also heard in one of the live feeds that Jeff and I were both on was that that the police were shutting Brexiteers up in the pubs because they didn't want them swelling the numbers either. So, Jeff, when you say a million, I think you're fairly close to it, man. I think you're fairly close to what the numbers were, man. If there weren't a million there, it was certainly in the hundreds of thousands, and I can pretty much guarantee that there were a million who wanted to be there, who tried to get there.
I say that simply because I remember the anti-Brexiteers who was there. And what they showed from the helicopter looked quite sufficient, looked quite good. But what we saw from the Sky helicopter, and especially ITV, it showed we couldn't see for the mass of people. It was much bigger, much bigger than what they said. There was a million of the anti-Brexiters. There was no million.
There weren't a
and
million.
The Telegraph actually
there
responded on that and said, at the most, 250,000. Well, I'll say there was less than that. I'll say probably about 200,000. But I would say, and I don't think, anybody wants to dispute it, and if the Telegraph wants to dispute it, please do. But I would say, before I saw... And a couple of sources said there was over a million people.
So I just go
from what sources said. I'll report on what sources said, which are quite reliable.
I don't dispute that at all, Jeff. No.
No, it was massive. As the Telegraph report, it was like Oliver Cromwell's army descending on London. Now, that says a lot when the Telegraph
I know you like that. Well, you know what? I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at one of the pictures in the Sun right now. And I can remember the aerial shots that they took of the Woodstock music festival. And there were supposedly 500,000 people there. Okay. And this looks like more than that. I mean, this is from higher up. than the one that they took in the late 60s at Woodstock. So, you know, it would not surprise me if you know, at a minimum, this was 600,000, you know, at a bare minimum. And a million, hey, I'm not disputing that it could be possible, brother, you know, because it you know, it was that many. And what I'm going to do, Jeff, is just I'm going to read down the I'm going to read down the you know, just the little captions on the pictures, because we do have so many of them in the slides, man.
Oh man, I'm just seeing. My computer decided to I had to reboot it again, my router, Dave. So
right,
I was just
right.
Having a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some absolutely awesome. I mean, come on, man, look
the
at those
papers
pictures.
Did a good job. The papers
thousands.
Did a good job.
You've got to say hundreds of thousands at least.
Oh, yeah,
you
at the very least.
Can't see further back. It's as far back as the eye can go. When they
it's
say
amazing,
thousands,
man.
And we expect that from the sun to say thousands. This
of
was,
course, yeah.
Why don't they speak truthfully? This was hundreds of thousands. And I'm, you know, as I said, I'm going to go what sources said, over a million people. And if, and I'd love them to dispute that fact. I'd love to be proved wrong, Dave.
Well,
I reckon
it could be more than
what what was said. So there you go. It's really
funny.
Hard to gauge,
you know, had,
unless you do blocks. You know, blocks of people, Dave. But
we're just seeing
like a side-on shot or a face-on shot. But it doesn't show at the side and the back of you. That's what it does not show. And there was thousands upon thousands of people. Behind that shot that was taken there was thousands and thousands
people. Yeah, I'm going based on the aerial shots, Jeff. And I'm just going to go down these pictures while your computer's coming back up, brother. I'm just going to go down these pictures real quick and make, do a little description and talk about what was happening. Because the newspapers, for once, at least on this part, did a decent job, okay, of photographing
this. Well,
they had no
choice. I'll be honest with you. They had
and,
no choice. This was such a big story. This was massive.
Yeah, it was a big story. Now, the first one that catches my eye here is, you know, it looks like three ranks, not just two ranks, but three ranks of police officers in front of number 10. You know, on the night of that, and you know, my caption for that picture is, you know, wouldn't it be nice if the government of the United Kingdom actually protected its, you know, its young people, its children, as well as they protected number 10 from the Brexiteers. You know, I mean, it would be nice. Now, that's the first one. Now, the second one, Jeff, you and I spoke about this one, and this one got a lot of play. This guy got all sorts of pictures taken of himself. It was a guy carrying a cardboard coffin with "democracy" written on it. You know, it brings forward the exact point you've been talking about, Jeff, which is that with not allowing Brexit to take place when it was supposed to. You know, that's just democracy in the UK is just gone. And as you said, Jeff, this demonstration, peaceful demonstration too, by the way, you know, went on into the wee hours, as you say. You didn't get to bed until late.
About quarter four, I think. I didn't realise what the time was until I looked at the little computer clock, Dave. I couldn't believe it was so late.
it was amazing.
Go ahead,
it was.
Sorry, mate.
You know, but yeah, I mean, you know, but again, you know, I'm looking at another aerial shot. How they can only say this is only thousands is just ridiculous. The one I'm looking at is obviously in front of Westminster. I mean, that shot's unmistakable. You know, and there's the guy with the coffin again, and yeah, I mean. You know, looking at these shots.
Well, Dave, you was watching the same feed as I was, and you saw
the whole of London was
gridlock. And that was what we was watching, correct, Dave? You can tell
certainly.
We was watching. It was totally gridlocked.
Yeah, there were people out there. There were people, and not you know, not, you know, angry thugs breaking things up. It was, yes, they're angry and justifiably so that Brexit didn't happen. But, you know, they were determined to go out there and be heard, and they were, and they did it peacefully, which I'm really proud of. As a patriot, I'm very proud of it. now, here's one thing. It shows some of the signs that they were carrying, right? Mm-hmm. Or as you guys might call it over there, placards. All right. One of them says BBC fake news. I like that one. There's another one that says believe Britain. That's it. And there's another one that says leave means leave. I like that one too.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, some really, really great signs, people were at the end, and before this ends, before this sun story is, one of the things that I saw was two of the things that I saw in the live feeds, Jeff, that you and I were looking at, were, there was a guy in the crowd carrying an American flag, and there was another guy carrying a Gadsden flag, and I hope people took that as symbolic of the fact that people in the United States of America and the patriots over here definitely do support Brexit, because we know the troubles that we're having with the stinking UN. That's really the point, man. It's a super state, and you got to get rid of it. That to me is a
well, your president's ready to do a deal with us as soon as.
Well, yeah.
That's what he
said.
Actually, he didn't say it. John Bolton said it. He was really inscribed. So don't worry about it. He said, go without a deal, we will guarantee you a deal. He's offering that.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
The president.
We'll get you a deal.
So why do we worry about the EU? They want to deal with us. It's not us want to deal with them. They want to deal with us. Let's show them we are a great independent nation like we always have been, always will continue to once we get out of this. We don't want no part of them. No part of
there
them whatsoever. Dave, please continue. I'm sorry, I'm ruining this story.
You're not ruining my story. I mean, the story that, I just want to say, when it comes to John Bolton, John Bolton is one of the best. And, let's face it, man, you do not argue with the great mustache of John Bolton.
his mustache will not be denied.
John Bolton, and listeners, John Bolton is one of the most real people you're ever going to meet at the top of government. He used to go on a program on Fox News at 3 a.m. Eastern in the United States. It was called Red Eye. And this was just a bunch of basically comedians sitting around talking about the news. And John Bolton would appear on there regularly. Just a great guy. A guy that okay, yes, he knows the ins and outs of government, but he doesn't forget the people. And that's what the UK Parliament did. They forgot the people. Too many of our United States Congress forgot about the people. Okay, the people like John Bolton don't forget about the people. And I'll throw President Trump in there as well. He doesn't forget about the people either. You guys, don't worry about a deal, okay, because we got a deal for you. And one other point I want to make, Jeff, before I throw it to you, brother, is, okay, Theresa May and the EU want a customs union. They want the UK in a quote-unquote customs union so they can, so it won't be a complete Brexit. All right. The United States isn't in their customs union, and we deal with Europe all the time. So why can't the UK do that? Why does the UK need to be
I
in the customs
union?
You know
good
why? Because they don't
need
to be.
That's right. You're so right, Dave. You see it. I mean, you see exactly what it is. We don't need it. We are savvy enough to make our own deals. We've been doing it for thousands of years, we've been involved with the Euro, the EU, for, 40 years, and We don't like it. We want it gone. We want to do our own thing. We like being a sovereign. We like being who we are, Dave.
There you go, man, yeah.
That's what people respect us for who we are.
That's right.
And we're not going to have politicians trying to change the goalposts because it doesn't quite fit their narrative. Stuff them. They're supposed to work for us, and
it's better
them doing their own dodgy deals on the side. Well, we're not having it.
Absolutely.
And they know now. They know what's at stake. They know. And if they don't, then I don't know what bubble they're in, Dave, because this is so serious. That they just don't, maybe they just in this, they think, oh, I'm okay, I've got a gated community, nothing's going to happen to me.
Exactly.
You know, it's that sort
of thing. Gates and guards, that's what
they've
got.
I've got my armed guards around me. They'll make sure, we'll take their guns, but we'll make sure we've got our own to protect us. Yeah, we know, we know exactly what it's like for them and what it's really like for us. Take your guns away, and you're going to be quiet then, yeah. But unfortunately, with them, they don't seem to understand that we are in the charters of Magna Carta. We the people, you know. I'm not going to go too far down there because there may be things in there that we can play upon on the later shows, Dave.
Certainly.
The common law is in full play now, Dave. Common law.
It should be.
Because the people, those traitors that's in this Houses of Parliament, do not speak for the people no more. And they're finding that. One of them is decommissioned. He's taken a notice of it. No confidence vote. Saying it's one of the high flyers as well. So they're going to see a lot of that.
But the
next election, they're all gone.
Yeah, Jeff, you know what? Before we hit the break, I just want to make this one point. We were reading a story a show or two back. Even Labor MPs went against their own constituencies who wanted leave, and kept voting Ramon. So there's that.
That's what I said, Dave. The whole lot of them who sits in the den of snakes, because that's what they are, all trees are snakes. And they all turn, you can imagine, all vipers. It's like a viper's den in there, Dave. But they're all going to go. They're all going to feel the wrath of the people. People. They think they're getting away with it. Corbyn thinks he's going to walk into number 10. He's joking. He won't walk into number 10 on the high street for a fish and chip shop lately. After this, mate, no one would have anything to do with people like them. You know? We're done with them, Dave. We want to bring back honest politics and the something for the people. The people, when we vote, we want to know that vote will be put forward and we do what was said on the bottle, what it says on the jar, what's on this jar, you know. That's what we should be doing. And out means out. And all
they
these
are,
make
man.
Excuses
they
for the next date, this, that and the other. All they're doing is they're making things a lot more perilous for themselves as time goes by. But please, continue, Dave.
Well, I was just going to say, if you want to hit a break, I've got a couple of songs to kind of remind the Parliament of the country they're in, a little bit of the people's music here. So if you want to take a break now, we'll go ahead and do that and then come back and talk about some other stuff. Good. All right.
Yep.
Okay, guys. We're gonna go ahead here and play a couple of tunes, and it's gonna be about how long? So it's gonna be about close to 4.5 minutes. So plenty of time to refresh your drinks. Remember, guys, this is going to be two tunes, and this comes from from some of the people's music from the UK. So check this out and stay tuned for the second half of the English Defence League radio show.
Feeling fine, there's something special on my mind. the eighth I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the eighth I am. Henry the eighth I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry!
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam!
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth I am.
I'm Henry the Eighth. Nice one, Dave. Just had a few technical problems with my internet again. It went down on me, Dave.
No worries,
Jeff. But never mind, we're back.
It's just nice to remind people of, you know, some of the people's music from the UK a little bit, you know, because too many of them in Parliament have decided that, you know, they represent themselves and instead of the people of the UK. It's just like how too many of our own Congress here in the United States have decided that they represent themselves and not the people, and they sneer at us. But anyway,
they don't like being called traitors, and they're walking out. They do not like the
don't.
Word traitor.
Oh well, that's just
that's
too
what
bad.
They are.
Oh well, you know, I'm crying a bitter tear, Jeff. You know, you can't see it, but you know, it's inside. It's inside.
Incite so much anger in people, they call you a traitor, which you are. Because it's common knowledge that's what they are. They're traitors to the people who put them in Parliament. That's what they've done.
What
they've gone against the will of the people. As I said, this is an illegitimate Parliament as it stands. After 11 o'clock last night, this is illegitimate. All those these are not the people's people who they put in that position. These are traitors, and in years ago they used to hang those traitors, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
There was a special place near with Tower Bridge, I think it used to be. You got a traitor's gate where they used to hang them or put them on spikes. What they used to do, Dave. You know, I mean, that's what they are. Unfortunately, we've become too politically correct. We've done away with those things. But you know what? Put new people in power, we can reinstate, you know, capital punishment. Well, I'm sure that there's still high treason still on the books, even though Tony Blair tried to get rid of it. He tried to get rid of it, but I don't think it actually went through. So we've still got high treason on the books for those. So if there's any courts in the future, and I don't think the future's too far away for you politicians who think you're just going to walk away with the big fat pension, I think you're going to find things are getting real uncomfortable. Your pension's gone. That's how it'll be. When the people take control, your pensions are gone.
They shouldn't get one, Jeff. Now, you know, that's for a job well done, and they just haven't done the job. Now, I gave you one story. We discussed this from the Mail, and you know, I'm just barely going to touch on it. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to blame the hard Brexiteers for the fact that Brexit didn't happen when it was supposed to. And we all know that's complete trash and complete garbage. Those were the ones that stood fast and said, no, we don't want a deal. We just want out. No deal. Just out, out, out. And, you know, I salute those people who, you know, in your parliament, as you said earlier to Mike, Jeff, you did mention that, you know, they weren't all traitors, but, you know, it was a very small minority, man. But now one I want to read though here, a bit on, you know, because, you know, of course time is going by and we want to cover these knife attacks. The whole Eurostar thing that you and Mike talked about. All right. I gave that to you for the chat. This is off the Mail, the Daily Mail. And of course it was done on the 31st. And let me get rid of this dumb video. No, this is a newspaper. You know, show me video some other time. Okay, the headline is Eurostar is back on track after Brexit protesters shut down all trains this morning after climbing on the roof of London. Let's see, St. Pancras.
Yeah, St. Pancras.
Okay. St. Pancras.
Yeah, it's called St. Pancras.
With a St. George's flag for 12 hours. So, you know, my brother hung on for 12 hours, man. You know, and by the way, there's a picture of that.
Awesome.
On the slides, in the slides there. And there's this guy out there, you know, doing his thing by himself. And that's really the tough thing, Jeff. You know, it's almost easy, even with the horrible treatment that patriots have gotten in the U.K., It's a lot easier when you're with your brothers and sisters marching, you know. It's really hard to do this stuff like that by yourself.
Isn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
It's quite obvious. And the patriotic, I mean, me, yeah. I'm just looking at the guy as a true hardcore patriot who loves his country. And
exactly.
He made his mind up. Before we climbed up there, he knew the consequences. He knew that he would be in trouble. He knew that the electricity would have to be closed up, and he knew that he would cause chaos. And for one person to create so much, imagine if thousands, imagine 70.5 million people doing similar things all over the country. Mm-hmm. Imagine how that would work out, Dave. So, yeah, no,
well,
please
yeah.
continue, Dave. I'm just going through the pictures with you.
No, you're right, man. You're going through the implications, man, and that's it. You know, I'll just read the bullet points off this right here because, you know, we do have stuff. The bullet point first one, Neil.
Got to read some of the comments after that because I just pissed myself
off.
It was so funny.
I will. All Eurostar trains leaving London, St. Pancras. For Paris, Gare du Nord, were scheduled to be on time tonight. Eurostar said they had suspended all services this morning due to a person on the tracks. He wasn't on the tracks, guys. He was on top of the station. And they cut power. A picture. Well, this is a picture of him being but let's say up to 2,500 people could be affected as 7 services were suspended with delays having knock-on effect. And the last bullet point here is to see, do you know the man draped in the St. George's flag? If so, email us. Well, we don't know who he is, but we know he's a patriot. Let me get down to the comments then, Jeff. You want to read me read the comments? I'll read the comments. Yeah, I'll read some of the comments. And let's see here. Right. Here's the first one. Is that for real? A Brexit protester preventing an MEP from leaving Brussels? Feels symbolic of the whole sorry self-contradictory mess. All right, that's one of them. Okay, hope you guys can hear me here. I'm just kind of scrolling down here a bit. That wasn't the start of the comments. Let me find those. Okay, down here past all the mess that they've got, down at the bottom, all the other stories I don't care about. Yeah, go ahead and, yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm just scrolling down. Oh, okay. Well, Jeff, I don't see any comments here. But
yeah, it goes on to say one person affected, Ruth Etherington, tweeted calling the apparent protester Mr. Brexiteer. She said, "Big love, Eurostar, and Mr. Brexiteer, you've ruined my birthday and the rest of my life. Hashtag revoke Article 50. A person sat on the French side of the house said, that I guess I will have to swim when I go to England now. services to Brussels are also heavily affected. A total of 2 trains leaving London have been suspended, according to an email sent to the customers, with 3 leaving Paris and 2 leaving Brussels also suspended. Don't forget there's a strike going on over there at the same time."
Well, yeah, exactly.
That means up to 5,250 people have been affected, as there is a capacity of around 750 per train. I like that one main one. What I said, is this for real? A Brexit protester preventing an MEP from leaving Brussels? Feels symbolic of the whole story. Self-contradictory mess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's typical of a Ramoner that they would come in and say, "Oh, you ruined my life. My birthday. Sweetie pie, let me tell you something." Okay, this is something from a guy that's going to turn 60 this year. Okay, you're going to have a lot more birthdays, and some of them are going to be good, some of them are going to be bad, and I can guarantee you, you'll wake up the next day, your life won't be ruined, okay? Get over yourself, all right? and try being a little bit patriotic next time.
I'll just read this out, Davis.
Go ahead, brother.
Another person tweeted, even I, a Remain voter who spent Brexit Day in Paris working, can see a hint of irony that my Eurostar has been cancelled due to a Brexit protester on the tracks. Molly Scott Cato, member of the European Parliament, also tweeted about the irony of the situation. She said, "Somewhat ironic on the day after we didn't leave the EU that I can't leave Brussels either due to Eurostar shutdown."
There you go. Yep, that's irony for you.
Oh, just a bit more, Dave. I just rub it in a little bit more.
Please.
Many people revealed that their Mother's Day plans were dashed as others shared screenshots of their wait times as they the Euro the Eurostar helpline some as long as 45 minutes. Users also voiced their disaffection with the Eurostar website, complaining that it crashed as they tried to change the
ticket. Well, that's the EU for you. That's why the people of the UK voted out. Yeah, even their stupid website for the trains doesn't work. You know, come on.
Dave, you're so right. This is a great. Yeah. I was waiting for us to read this story.
And I have to
say, I'll let you continue that. Oh my God!
Right,
what's going on there?
Well, I have to say to the listeners, Jeff, and I know you'll agree, you know, both of us wish all the mothers out there in the UK, the US celebrates Mother's Day a couple of weeks from now, but for the mums out there in the UK, you know, a happy Mother's Day. Hope you have a lovely day, and hope your kids treat you right, you know, because, oh my God, what our moms do for us. You know, we don't have, we really can't put together words for it, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful ladies in the UK. You know, hope you have a lovely day. And
all the mothers that we've not got with us that's in heaven,
amen.
we send our flowers to heaven for them. We must never forget our loved ones, our loved mothers that's not with us, that we still send them all our love and in our thoughts and always in our prayers every day. Every day should be a Mother's Day because we all love our mums, don't we, Dave?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, I look at it like that. I've just got that other story that you posted to me, Dave. Also makes me think, you said about Mother's Day, I was thinking, I've got my mum, you know, but I know my sister was feeding a little bit the other day, you know, she put something, and, you know, I know how she feels, because we all feel that way. When we're not gotten with us, I mean,
you
know,
yeah.
It seems
yeah.
Quite a hard time for us. But
yeah,
I'm back on my page. Sorry about
that. All right. Well, guys, you know, I really hate to follow that with the story that we have to, but we have to cover it because it is fairly well breaking news. And I'm just going to read a few bullet points because I actually have an audio to play that's related to that. That I'll hit on here a little bit later. Okay. This is from the Mail, of course, and this is Farm Fresh, 31 March. Okay, it was a bloodbath. Police hunt a knifeman who stabbed four lone and vulnerable people from behind in random attacks during a North London rampage, as public are told to be vigilant, which, you know, as we know, Jeff tells people to be vigilant all the time, and it's for things exactly like this. People, you know. Now I'm going to read the bullet points, and then I've got a list to read this a little bit further down, guys. For the pictures, they say warning graphic content. I've looked at the pictures; they're not that bad. But here's the first bullet point: the first stabbing. Just after 7 p.m. yesterday evening in Edmonton left a 45-year-old woman fighting for her life. The second bullet point, hours later, a man was stabbed in Park Avenue and was rushed to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. That's because it was probably one of those slash-and-run things, you know what I'm saying? Next one, a 23-year-old man was then stabbed at Silver Street, Edmonton, at around 3:55 a.m. on Sunday morning. And the next one, a man was then knifed in the back in another bloodbath attack this morning and was taken to hospital. Now, Jeff, you did explain a lot of, in my opinion, the reason for these knife attacks. It's not anything that people who live in a big city don't already know about in some of these cases. It's the number of attacks that is staggering. Now, like you said, gangs, things like that.
I mean, this is it, Dave. Yeah, I mean, we've got
you
to state the way it is. There are gangs that's running around. There's no real discipline in the schools like there used to be. They're all a law to themselves. They're only the only oath they take is to their gangs. And this is the this isn't all Muslims, this, that, and the other, but this goes down to society, unfortunately. And that's where mm-hmm. we're getting a lot of that coming from. When we speak about issues regarding Islam, this has got a lot to do with gangs. Gangs.
Oh yeah,
you get one there, the lone one.
There's gangs
out there stabbing people up. It was probably, I don't know what he's who he is, what he's about. I don't even know. He could be a terrorist for all I know. I don't know. It's too flimsy to say at the moment. So you get more evidence or what's going on. Come on, man. There's got to be CCTV around where this has been going on. So they've
some places can't
walk under now, yards before a CCTV camera is flashing him up. And you know, you can pan in. Even if you can't see half a face, you've got you can identify him with facial recognition. It's easy, Dave.
Uh-huh.
Even me and you
it
can
is,
do it.
It is. Well, I do have a figure that I want to read, and this is important. Okay, it's likely that this isn't 100% Muslims, but listen to this figure. The stabbings came after the 31st murder in London so far this year on a Friday.
Yeah.
That's 31 stabbings on a Friday, and the 14th in March. Okay, so you know, these happen mostly on a Friday. And Jeff, you yourself have talked about experiences. You know, you were on a bus, you know, riding through town, and this mosque let out, and you were talking about just the murderous looks you saw in the faces of the people after these imams got done with them. You know, and look, it's not that the stabbings take place. Stabbings have taken place as long as there have been cities and knives, okay? You know, it's the frequency of them. It's how many of them there are. That the 14 in March, okay, that's, you know, it's getting almost up to Chicago standards there at that point, man.
Well, it is, Dave. I mean, we've been saying it, but, you know, if you talk to Khan, I've got a story about him as well, and
family. He just rolls his friggin' eyes. Rolls his eyes.
He tells everybody, you know, this is all part and parcel of living in a big city.
This much.
That's what he tells us. That gives you confidence, doesn't it, Dave? The mayor of London tells you. This is all part and parcel.
Jeff.
And if you speak about the knife crimes, what he does when he's talking to, the media, anything like that, and it comes up with the knifing issue, he rolls his eyes, Dave. He's bored.
He doesn't want to answer the questions.
He hasn't got no questions.
He's bored with
the only thing I did see that's gone up is the search. Once again, stop the search. That's the only thing that they brought into some sort of power today.
That worked in New York. That worked in New York, brother. And you know, all the race baiters and everyone made a big deal out of it, but it did work. It reduced crime in New York.
They're the ones carrying the knives and the guns and the whatever they've got. The bottles of bleach, et cetera. It's what criminals do, and of course, that's one reason why I think it was Bradford or something like that, where the taxi drives were carting around these young kids from these homes, that it was all come to light, that they were told they had to get CCTV fitted in their taxis, so, you know, that they keep track on exactly what they're doing, because a lot of taxi drivers was implicated. But, of course, it was a big hoo-ha that they decided to rescind that thing about them having to have CC. Because the majority of them, guess what, Dave? They were Muslims.
Of course. Now, Jeff, I do have one thing, though, that I want to play here. It's just about 2 minutes and 15 seconds long. Now, you, Jeff, and Jan, and many others have said that the people of the UK need to get their gun rights back, okay? Because stuff like this is just epidemic. But, and it's often been said that it's pretty much impossible for anybody in Europe to get any kind of gun rights at all. But I came across this at Breitbart, and I'm going to go ahead and play this now. Italy is doing this here, and, listen carefully to this, and listen to the end of it, too, because the end of it has to do with the UK.
Italy's really stepping up now, Dave. I've been seeing great things about Italy at the moment. They've been stepping up.
All right.
Go ahead, Dave. Yep. Sorry, pal.
All right, I'm going to play this now. Here we go.
Italy passes Salvini-backed self-defense law to protect homeowners. By Chris Tomlinson on March 31st, 2019. The Italian Senate passed the new legitimate defense bill this week, liberalizing the previous self-defense code and allowing citizens more options to protect their homes from burglars and other intruders. The reform, which modifies Article 52 of the Italian Penal Code, now allows Italians to use a legitimately held weapon to protect themselves and members of their household, making it far less likely individuals will be brought up on charges for defending themselves, Il Giornale reports. The new changes were welcomed by populist Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of the Interior Matteo Salvini, who has previously pushed hard for self-defense reform. "It is a beautiful day for the Italians in which the sacrosanct right to self-defense is sanctioned," Salvini said. Previously, The Lega leader had even offered to pay the legal expenses of those brought up on criminal charges for using force to protect their homes. A thief comes into your house, company, or store, and you defend yourself? It will be your right to do so, and the thug and his relatives will not be able to ask for a euro of compensation, Salvini vowed. Besides, you won't end up on trial for years and you won't pay your own pocket. The state will cover any legal expenses of those who defended themselves. From today, the criminals know that to be a robber in Italy is more difficult. It is an even more dangerous job, the League, Lega, leader observed. Around 4.5 million homes in Italy have access to firearms, according to figures released in June of last year. 33 million Italian homes have anti-theft doors, while 10 million or so have alarms and often video cameras as well. The new policy marks a stark contrast to the United Kingdom, where it is alleged that home defense policies have made British homeowners easy targets, to the point where Chilean criminal gangs have been known to fly in to rob British homes in what has been dubbed burglary tourism. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.
The sacrosanct right of self-defense, brother.
Really, really common sense. It's good to see that we've... good on Italy. Well done.
Yeah.
And as you say, it's so easy that people
Italiano
are flying especially to rob our homes over here. It proves that we've got fools that's in that illegitimate parliament at this moment. We need to get rid of them, and we need to have people put in place who's a bit like the gentleman there who's brought this law in. Good on you. Good on Italy. I salute you.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Well, not too distant future, you might see laws changed over here that reflect how we feel as a people.
It's not impossible.
I've got thank you for bringing
it's not impossible to do, man. It's not impossible to do, Jeff.
Awesome.
There's always hope, brother. There's always hope. Yeah.
Always,
well, you know what, man?
My friend,
we've only got about 12 minutes left
in
the show, man.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, probably less than that. My clock here. My clock's things have been messing up a bit tonight. But, Dave, you know, I've got thank you for the great work, the great slides, as usual. And with the help with the putting the show together like you normally do, God bless you, brother, for all the great works you do. Of course, Al Jam for putting in, she talks a busy lady, isn't she? She always puts some great stuff in our Facebook page. So a big respect to you, Al Jam. We can't wait to see you back again. We love it about you. I'll be back on the show in the not too distant future, my dear. But Dave, if you'd like to give the listeners some information where they can find you during the week, this ladies and gentlemen, this man's a really busy. He's like a dynamo. I don't know where he's stuck. Do you ever sleep?
When I get a chance, Jeff. Yeah, when I get a chance. Now, please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com, and that runs through SHR Media. And I am also on the Western Free Radio Network. My show times are 1 p.m. Eastern, and that's going to be. That's going to be 5 p.m. in the U.K., Monday through Friday. And I have a, it's 4 hours ahead, isn't it, Jeff? Okay. 5 hours. Sorry, man. Okay, so, God, I'm having to sit here and figure again. Okay, it's 6
now,
p.m.
We're,
in the
we're
U.K.
We're back to normal now. I think it's not 5 hours like it used to be, Dave.
That'll be 6 p.m. in the U.K., Monday through Friday, and I have new shows out on Saturday, and those shows come out at midnight here in the States and at 5 a.m. in the U.K. And right now, I've got a show out called 10%, and I'm talking about the attack in the terrorist attack in New Zealand, fallout from that, and making a few points about Islam. And the numbers and things of that nature. So you might want to give that one a listen. It's out there, and I'll have something else that'll expand a little bit more on that and give you a little bit more information on Saturday. And I just want to say, passing a lot of love to all the moms out there in the UK today for Mother's Day, including Jan, who's a mom, and also
I want to congratulate
the Patriots who were at the Brexit exit demonstration. That was one of the most fantastic things I've ever seen in my life. I don't have words for how good it was.
I thought it was going to be a spectacular. Yeah. I didn't realize how big it was going to be, Dave. I really didn't, mate.
It was a big spectacular.
I told you I had that feeling in my stomach, didn't I, mate? What did I say? You had that stomach.
Yeah, you did. And I just want to say to them, to all the Brexiteers and to the Patriots and the foot soldiers and angels of the English Defense League and all the Patriots around the world, be blessed and no surrender. And Jeff, back to you, brother.
Thank you, Dave. Awesome, as usual, your closing thoughts for the evening as well. But something we must speak about, which is really approaching very fast now, is our demonstration at Wellington on the 13th of April. So we are we'll be running down. So this Thursday, we will be more unloading a little bit about some details about Wellington coming this Thursday. But all you guys that was ready to roll the last time, come on, get them boots ready, get your clubber ready, get them flags flying. We're going back to Wellington. Yeah, let's do this, guys. Let's do it. On the 13th of April, make sure you're there. Make your voices heard. Let the people know from Wellington that you're there, that you're there for them, because that's what we're there for. We're there for the people. We're there for what's going on, the grooming that's going on in Wellington. We're there for you. We'll always be there for you. We are the voice, the voices of the kids that have got no one to speak from. We will be their voices. We will have justice for you, children. Or you grown-up ladies, we understand. And we love you all, you know that, and we'll fight for you. We'll fight for you. We won't let you be forgotten. That's something we won't let you be. We'll always be here. The EDL, we guarantee we've been doing this for almost 10 years. It's just been amazing what we've been doing. Everybody that's been involved over the years, we've proved ourselves time and time again. We proved the truth, what was going on. We exposed them. We exposed dodgy MPs who was trying to get involved with an EDL demonstration. They're saying he calmed the situation. He's gone now. He was one of David Cameron's buddies of the future, a Muslim. And he was going to be there to say, I calmed it all. But unfortunately, he was discovered and he was gone. So, yeah, we do great works. I'm so proud of this organisation. I'm so proud of every man and every woman, all the work that goes in over the years. And we got a lot of old souls out there who's still motoring on. And we've still got a lot of youngsters that's joining with us. So God bless you all. But Dave, I think it's time for to call it an evening. My goodness, mate, the time, where has it gone, mate? Where has the time gone? I wish you well. Please, if you're in the London area, and in that foot soldier's angel, please stay safe out there. We know. And don't forget, as Nigel Farage says, the House of Parliament, this is enemy territory now. This is enemy territory. Don't forget that, and I don't quote often what Farage said, but he's so right. It is enemy territory. But we'll be back again this Thursday, so for myself, from Dave, from our team. Please stay safe. Please be vigilant. And don't forget, guys, no surrender ever. We're back. We have got to go underground.
Good night, Jeff.
Thank you, buddy.
because you're at the height. Me, I've been up already on my height. People might need some tension to relax. Me, I'm too busy dodging through your fact. Me, here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader, don't place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Once again, we're coming up to, we've still got 42 seconds or 40 seconds left of the live transmission this evening. But as I say, we'll be back again Thursday, myself and Dave. Hopefully we might see Jam. Jam might join us. You don't know. She's off her assignment, then we might have her join with us. But Jane, I hope you've had a great day today. If you're listening to the show, my dear. And to all the mums across the globe, wherever you might be, have a wonderful day. Oh, she's just told me we've got 10 seconds to the end of the show, Dave. 5, 4, count it down. Anyway, that's it. That's the show. It's a wrap, Dave. What is it called, a wrap? Well, they call it a wrap. Yeah, but anyway, to everybody's listening in on the archive side of our show this evening, to all the Brexiteers, every single man and woman, as I say, I salute you. I'm so, so proud of you all. And we've still got more work to be done, guys. We'll be back to London again in the not-too-distant future. Just remember that. There'll be another date. That'll be coming up soon. You soon hear it. So, once again, thank you all for being a part of the show this evening. And if you didn't catch the show, I hope you enjoy the podcast, because we know lots of you listen to the podcast. So, with that, this is the English Defence League radio show, signing off tonight, but we'll be back again this Thursday. Be safe and be vigilant, and no surrender. God bless everybody.